This is KCUR 89.3. There's no one way to define the word maker, but as a type of movement, it's something that's dedicated to creating new inventions and tinkering with old ones. Maker fairs have been described as mashups of a county fair and a science fair. They started in California's Bay Area in 2006 and have since spread to other cities. This year marks Kansas City's 7th annual event, featuring about 2,000 makers. Today we'll hear from e-bike builder Dave Abadi, who designs custom battery boxes which have electric motors and installs them on bikes at his workshop in Sugar Creek.
Dave Abadi. About 5 years ago, I got really interested in electric cars, and I saw somebody doing a project of converting an old car to electric power, and I thought that was really, really neat. So instead of just jumping in with both feet, I decided to do a bike project first. I did my first project and it went really well. It worked better than I even expected it to, and I kind of forgot all about doing a car and I just kind of focused on bikes, so I've been doing bikes ever since then. This is kind of my day-to-day bike, my workhorse, so to speak. This is a full suspension mountain bike, and you can see I've made a custom battery box, and this one's made out of aluminum and with plastic sides to kind of fit into the triangle of the bike there. And then you've got the motor on the back, and then the controller is mounted beneath the down tube there. This switch turns the bike on and off. It's just a simple on-off switch. So you press the thumb lever here. Power to the wheel. This particular system adds about 20 pounds altogether. The motor's about 12 and the battery's about 8. To me, the most challenging part of doing an electric bike project is figuring out how to install a battery on a vehicle that was never designed to hold a battery in the first place. There are boxes that are made in factories that you can just attach to your bike's bottle brackets. And that's okay, but I personally like to make more of a custom type enclosure. I think it looks a little more original. It blends in a little bit better. And if it's constructed properly, it'll be a lot more durable than something that was just kind of bolted on later. So in that sense, that's kind of what I make. Most of the electric parts come as kits that you can order, and assembling it is not something that really requires a lot of technical knowledge. However, it's like everything. After you do it a few times, you understand the little quirks involved of making one. But getting back to the battery, that's really the part that is the maker part as far as I'm concerned. A lot of people don't really seem to understand why you would want to put an electric motor on a bike past, you know, just not wanting to pedal as much. And that certainly is a big part of it. But what I usually like to tell people is that, you know, most people are not cyclists. And the difference between riding your bike and being a cyclist is quite a bit, especially on some of the hills that we have in the Kansas City area. It's a true hybrid vehicle in the sense that you really get two ways of power. You can use your legs, or you can use the electric motor, or you can use both. This one turns a lot of heads.
That was e-bike maker Dave Abadi. He'll have a booth at this weekend's Maker Faire at Union Station.